Chance to clinch today for the Cleveland Guardians. They play at 1:10 today. Joey Cantillo will be on the mound. If they beat the Minnesota Twins, they are in.
And it could be celebration time there today if you're getting a chance to play hooky from school or work.
Well, this is the thing here, is that Owen is planning to take his kids. We did draw the ire from somebody who says that their significant other is a teacher. They wouldn't like what we were having to say.
Oh, come on.
Grow up. Well, I don't think they heard
baseball time. Let's
go. I don't think they heard the entire thing of it where Owen's like, well, he's got football practice. I go, yeah, but, you know, it's your kid's good enough at sports.
Way
he can miss
more
a,
important than algebra.
He can miss a practice.
Then well, go to school for school.
You don't want to hear my whole thing about that stuff. Guys, if you're missing weeks at a time, and when I was in school, we had some people who did that. If you're missing weeks at a time or you know, every other day you're going, well, then there's a problem. But if you're...
Wait, Pythagorean theorem or playoffs? What's more important?
Well, if you ask me, you know what the answer I'm going to give, because I think if your attendance is relatively there and you do all your work, what the hell? If the job gets done in the end, what the hell?
I totally agree.
Okay. Because it's like, hey, man, I know that everybody... Well, I don't... They got to hear me. I don't want my time wasted. I understand that, but it is life's about experiences. This is an experience to see something. I am told that if they clinch today,
I mean, if your kid is this lost on algebra, just, you know, less than a month into the school year, he's not going
to
catch up.
Well, that's why they might need to go to the algebra class, Anthony. You're making a terrible point
I think he needs to start over.
Plan on teaching them how to do batting averages during the game.
That's a good point. Yes.
Incorporate math. Let's
turn it into something like that. So Owen is considering, I think he's going to do it, and I have no problem with him doing it because he's his own man and a taxpayer and a father and a good father.
Don't know any of that.
Taking his kids to the Guardians game today to possibly watch them clinch, which, again, we're told that if they do win today at 1:10, that it seems strong that they will celebrate on the field with the fans. I mean, the fans won't be in the field, but they'll celebrate on the field in front of the fans, and then they'll celebrate in the clubhouse, and you'll get to see all that stuff, and that'll be a lot of fun for everybody involved. So if you get a chance to go there, because you end up telling that story for the rest of your life.
Well,
there's very few stories I can remember of everyday high school that I can tell that I remember. There's a lot of sports memories that I have, obviously.
We absolutely remember coming downtown back in the day. I mean, for that 90s run, especially in 95, a bunch of friends remember coming downtown for all of that. So I also think this feels a little different. Yeah, we made the postseason a bunch of times, but it should never be so rote or so, hey, we're used to doing this. That should never be the case. And the fact that it's a new manager, and we, quite frankly, I mean, I can't speak for everybody.
Yeah.
I know Nick Wilson won a bet with Daryl because he thought they were going to be really good. I did not. And I think a lot of people were in the same boat.
That burger looked amazing.
It looked awesome.
Nick's enjoyment of the burger made it look that much even better.
And he should enjoy it.
Yes.
I did not expect this. And I think I'm speaking for a lot of fans that did not expect this team to have this kind of a year. And my God, I mean, 4 weeks ago, it looked like we were in the middle of a collapse. So we came out on the other end of it, and they battled through it, which is, I think, synonymous with this team this year. I think it should mean something that they're able to do this.
Well, I look off to the West, and I remember Seattle didn't. They had a great team in the 90s, and they didn't make the postseason for 20 years. I think they just broke that streak, I think, last year, if I'm not mistaken. So it's not something that happens every year where it's exactly where, well, this kind of becomes old hat. No, I think it's very, very special. I think it's very hard over a very long regular season to make a postseason. And so, yeah, I think that the history that you could share with each other, because God forbid, I hope there's many more playoff appearances to come, but who knows? Maybe Owen's kids someday are taking them down for the next time that could possibly happen. So I don't think if you have the chance to witness that history, yeah, you know, the algebra and the history, and I'm a big history, it'll all be there tomorrow. It'll all be there when you get home. It'll be there on your tablets or whatever, your Chromebooks or whatever you guys charge.
So many of you parents, I see at school board meetings, you don't even like what the schools teach anyway. So you get a reprieve from that.
Half of them look like Monday Night Raw back in the 90s anyway. So let's not even get into it. All right. So, yeah, you got that possibility tonight. So, Owen, you taking them real quick or today, this afternoon?
I haven't decided yet.
Okay. Oh, come on. You got to go.
I want to check in with you in about an hour here. It's a great night last night that the Guardians won. Kyle Manzardo came through. I looked, and somebody brought up Austin Hedges. And God bless him, Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. He just wasn't in the lineup last night. So I was only going by who appeared and who was in the original starting lineup. Miles Straw, I don't trust. Bo Naylor, I can't say I trust. Austin Hedges, if he were in the lineup, obviously I wouldn't trust him. It's a valid point. Everybody else, I'm still a little about Lane Thomas just because there's a lot of history after the trade deadline before this hot streak, but that's kind of gone away there. Will Brennan's been pretty good. I mean, you got guys here who have really started. Andrew Martinez, since he got brought up, and what was he batting 500 going into last night?
Yeah, I mean, he had like something like 7 hits in the last week.
Yeah, he was outstanding. Go ahead.
Yeah, Rocchio is the one, and he came through last night. Rocchio is one of the ones that I would have been like, kind of on the fence about.
I felt good, though. I was like, yeah, he's going to get a poke here. He got runners on the corners with one out. I'm feeling good about this, and sure as hell. I looked down for a moment at my phone, and I looked up, and I heard Underwood get excited, and off we went. And it was a nice win for the Guardians. They're definitely you're in a division that you have 4 teams over 500. Then you have the White Sox, which they decided to make jokes on the internet about their own team, which that's going to make everybody feel better. And they have big sell the team signs in the camera shot down the third baseline behind the dugout, so everybody can see that. So they're doing well. But either way, it's been a fantastic run for the Guardians here today. We have one game to clinch the playoff spot here, and we're looking forward to it. So hopefully we'll get that win today. And the AL Central, by the way, is at 4, courtesy of Joe Noga here. I have the article from last night that Mitch got us. It is at 4 over the Royals. It says, any combination of the Guardians' wins and losses by the second-place team, currently the Royals at equals 4, will give Cleveland its 12th AL Central division crown in franchise history. So a lot more coming up on the Guardians a little bit later on. 216-474-0092. So let me ask you a question. Miles is out with a foot. It's a 6.5-point spread. He was out practice with a foot, not out of the game with a foot yet. Okay? It's a 6.5-point spread. Can I afford to give Miles a day off?
Whew, well,
because you say you expect victory, and yeah, I'm like, I don't know.
But part of that expectation is Myles Garrett, you know, just handling opposing offensive lines. Uh-huh. It's a big part, especially against inferior teams. And I know people are like, inferior? Come on, you're 1-1. Okay, I think I saw the dominant Browns defense back last week, and I think I saw Deshaun Watson that gave me glimpses of real hope. Not just fake hope, real hope with his ability, his escapability, and his accuracy. You know, big part of that for Deshaun Watson was his accuracy was back. So if you add in the drops too, I mean, the ball was put on.
Well, the best throw he had of the day yesterday on Sunday was the drop pass
and
to Amari
touch,
Cooper.
He showed touch in that game, and he's not out of the woods. He's got to do this for a much, much longer period of time. But those are the reasons that the Giants have really been. I don't know, Fiendstock, I don't know. Their offseason, there has been a lot to poke fun at the Giants over the last year. And nobody in that organization seems all that confident in their quarterback. So those are the reasons why, I have an expectation that they should win this weekend. You're at home. I think our defensive line should just be able to manhandle them.
Well, let me answer one question first before I try to answer another. Because I'm still, I asked you the question about Miles. I'm not even setting it up to try to make a point. I'm kind of wondering here. Because you got a 17-game schedule, and this right now is the light part of the schedule. It's going to get very, very difficult here coming up in later October. But I have Miles Garrett, who's fantastic. I go back and I watch this Giants game. They got manhandled against Minnesota. They were in the game against Washington. There's kicker woes there. There's problems. I thought they did much better against Washington. Washington's still not that great of a football team, though. So I don't think that I expect victory, because I also watch us and I go, we are not at the point right now where we expect victory. I have a team that doesn't have an identity right now and is still finding its identity. They're not a rudderless ship.
You don't think that defense showing what they showed, that looked more like last year, that's repeatable, right?
I don't know that right now. I mean, you were playing against a team in Jacksonville that I think they got some serious holes going into this year. I think that as of this moment with this football team, there are a lot of questions that I need to answer. And I need to start to answer those questions, and it'd be much easier to answer those questions with Myles Garrett on the field. That's why I ask you that question. Because this game seems to be ho-hum to a lot of people, where it's like, okay, we're going to go 2-1, and then we can set sail here for the rest of the season now. Is it like that? Can you afford to give Myles Garrett a game off then if the Giants are such an easy opponent? 216-474-0092. That's Kevin Stefanski talking about the Giants on Sunday. I demand victory because they're a professional team. Do I expect victory? No, not yet. Not yet. Not yet. I'm not looking at the Giants like it's not like they're playing Houston Christian or something like that. Like, this is a professional football team that nearly won on Sunday.
They did, but all I know about the Giants so far is they got routed in their opener, right, against Minnesota.
And I've made a lot of jokes about them because of their quarterback situation and everything else.
So they get routed in their opener. They come back on the road in Washington. They did not force a punt. They gave up 7 field goals, right? They did not force a punt, their defense. So
no.
Those two things alone have me thinking absolutely the Browns should win this week.
Should and expect are two different things. They should win. They're favored by 6.5 points. They should win the football
game. So do you think I have too much faith in the Browns in saying I expect them to win?
I think you do, yes. The penalties, it's sloppy. 216-474-0092. I mean, I was going to take it to Miles, but to hell with it now. Like, this is bigger than Miles and whether or not he can or can't play. I mean, this is very cavalier
of
you.
And yeah, I'm fully aware. Browns, like every other team in the NFL, lose games they're not supposed to. What did the 49ers do last week? And these teams around the league, there are a lot of teams that lose games they're not supposed to. But you brought up that schedule come October 13th when it's Philly, Cincinnati, Baltimore. You've got the Chargers with an entirely new approach. Then you have the bye week. Then the Saints, the high-octane, high-flying Saints. Then you've got the Steelers. Like, there is no reprieve there. That is, what, 6 straight games that they could lose all of them.
Yeah.
That's why I'm looking at what is available over the next few weeks. I don't want to play schedule radio.
You're looking
but that's
it up.
Why they've
well, you
gotta,
just did.
That's
you
why
just did.
They've got to win this game. They've got to win the game against Washington. They have, and then they've got the Raiders as well.
But you're putting in way too much faith. They were sloppy in their first 2 games of the season. They don't have an offensive identity. I think they're trying to carve one out, but it's going to be very hard. Nobody's excited about James Hudson. He's doing the best he can. But when I got Jed Wills giving the answers that he's giving, which is completely ridiculous, and I'm trying not to fly off the handle about, I mean, listen to this for a second. Go ahead.
Yeah, I feel like I'm getting there. I don't know when I'll be playing. It's up to the coaches. Maybe this week, maybe next week. It just depends, you know.
It's the number 10 overall pick. It's the number 10 overall pick. It sounds like he works in a mail room. Hey, you going to show up to work tomorrow? Yeah, you know.
It's the Pat Shermer of offensive line.
I mean, it was unbelievable to hear that sentence yesterday. And you're going to say that you expect to win.
You're looking at it.
No.
You're looking at it from the Browns.
I
like every team
they win.
Has a weakness. And right now that weakness is figuring out, you know, solidifying the end of that line.
Yeah.
I'm looking at it trying to be glass half full on what I just saw from Deshaun Watson. And while, no, I don't think that was an MVP performance.
I'm not even worked up about him.
But that's what I mean. To me, he calmed a lot of the fears that we were having. Because if he comes out and he looks atrocious in that game against Jacksonville, that's it. People are waving the white flag. I mean, the non-interest, the people that want to start the debate about what's next and when are we getting a new quarterback, like that stuff got put off. And I think Deshaun has a capability, based on what I saw there, of continuing to put off that conversation.
I mean, he looked all right. I agree.
Yeah. I thought he looked all right.
But it didn't calm anything because you're going to play better teams. So I'm not going to sit there and, you know, Nick accuses all of us of moving goalposts and things like that. I just want to see good, solid play. So that's why I didn't come in here and rant and rave, because I saw solid enough play where I'm like, okay, you can win with this guy, and that's what I'm trying to do. I still have a bunch of people say, well, you can't make deep playoff run. Oh, I'm not worried about that right now. I'm worried about winning Sunday and keeping the main thing then, if we're going
to
do it.
Which we have to do.
I'm worried about winning on Sunday. That's what I want to do. Because I'm telling you, you lose to that team on Sunday, then we're talking about spiraling out of control. You take care of your business, then I'll talk about expecting wins. Then I'll talk about going on the road against the Raiders and notching and stacking wins. I can't expect it right now. I think you're taking the Giants too lightly. And I think you're giving us a little bit too much credit after we played so terribly week one. And last week was better because it couldn't have been worse. It was better, but the offensive penalties, the sloppiness, the holding calls, these things need to be addressed and fixed before I start to say and talk tough about all these teams that we're going to play. I'll celebrate victory. And maybe I'll start to talk tough eventually, but I'm not going to talk tough now about the New York Giants.
You know,
I think they're taking this way too lightly.
Well, I'll tell you why. It is the combination. It's the fact that the defense took me right back to last year when we dominated Cincinnati in the opener, when we dominated Tennessee, when they dominated Arizona, when they dominated teams that, because of a personnel advantage, that they could just flat out go out there and humiliate. And that's what they were doing to Jacksonville. I mean, Trevor Lawrence, halfway through the third quarter, what do you have, 17 yards throwing? I see a scenario where he can do that, and that defense can do that to Daniel Jones and this Giants attack.
I mean, obviously,
that's playing with a bunch of pressure,
by the way. They can do these things. But I'm still at a point right now. 216-474-0092. Is Lima taking the Giants too lightly right now? I'm still at a point in my life with the Browns this season where I know that they can play good defense. They played good defense last year. I believe they can this year. But you can play good defense and still lose football games. And your offense is still not where it needs to be. Your running game is just starting to get a little bit. Deontay Foreman showed a little bit of fire for us on Sunday against Jacksonville. You had the great big run on the fourth down by Jerome Ford, but I don't think anybody's saying that this is the great big rushing attack like we've seen over the last so many years, because you know who's missing. You got to get your stuff with your offensive line figured out. I made the big argument before about Bill Callahan, where I think losing Bill Callahan, it's overrated, because I'm focused more on who you replace him with. Bill Callahan is a human being. You're going to lose him at some point. You lost him this offseason. What is now Andy Dickerson doing to make this situation better? What are we doing to make the guys behind? I know we can't stay deep forever with the offensive line. What are we doing to make the guys behind better? So I'm not saying he's terrible yet. I'm not going to say he's there yet. But it makes me nervous because it's only been two real games. I mean, we're still talking about extended preseason here. I have a team that doesn't have an identity offensively right now. I have a team that is sloppy offensively right now. Defense, I think in a lot of ways we might be good to go, bud. But on offense, no. And for that reason, I cannot expect victory Sunday. I have to take the Giants seriously. The Browns always have to take them seriously. They're the ones working in the building and getting ready for the game. But as an outside observer, I'm taking them seriously. I know that they've looked like garbage at times in the past, and boy, I've had a lot of fun at the Giants' expense and their fans' expense over Daniel Jones and all that stuff, but doesn't mean I'm just saying that this is an easy win, and I expect to put my feet up here in this football game.
I mean, their position player, their skill position players, Singletary at running back, Devin Singletary, Malik Nabers had a huge game last week and has had a nice start to the season. What was he, like the seventh overall pick?
Yeah, he can fly.
He's a good one, but like, have you seen Denzel Ward this year? Holy
he's
cow.
He's been great.
Holy cow.
But he's also on a pitch count right now because of a shoulder injury. 216-474-0092. I love the defense. I love the Browns defense. I think some people were worried about misdirection and things like that. So far, they've got it fixed. I don't know why the Jacksonville Jaguars didn't try misdirection. Honestly, maybe they saw something. Maybe Doug Peterson saw something that said, nope, they got this fixed and we can't do it. Maybe that's the case. Yeah. But I'm loving the defense. It's the offense that is. It was better last week, guys. It's still not through the woods. Jim and Perry, you're first up on the fan. Hello.
Good morning, fellas.
Hi, Jim.
So, I don't think that we're taking the Giants lightly. They're a garbage football team. They're a garbage franchise. These are the games you're supposed to win. And one thing I give Kevin Stefanski credit for is we always beat the teams we're supposed to beat, you know, the inferior opponents. But I will say the offense looked great last week for the first drive. I say they look for the rest of the game. But that first, Kevin Stefanski with the first drive scripted plays, they look like a Super Bowl contender. And then the rest of the game, they look like they're trying to find their identity.
Because, you know, and I have an easy explanation for that. I mean, I think you know the explanation for that, don't you, Jim?
Yeah. Well, of course I do.
Yeah, other teams are allowed to make adjustments too, and we're still not where we need to be offensively.
You know, I will flat out say it live on the air. I am a Deshaun Watson hater. I don't like him. He makes it hard for me to like this team, to support whatever he's doing. I don't, you know what I mean? I'm not going to get into that.
Well, but boy, you're really going to like 845. That's all I can say. Continue, Jim.
So, what was his interview, yesterday or 2 days ago? You know, and he said, and this is one thing I give him credit for, I think his confidence is starting to come back. Because during his interview or his press time, whatever they call it, he did say that coaches can only take players so far. And it wasn't like an F you to Kevin Stefanski, but what he said is he's going to continue to play the way that got him to where he's at. And all I'm going to say is he needs to start showing up, like, for the whole game. Because some of those throws he made to, like, Judy and to David Bell, I was like, all right, let's do it. But then it just disappears, and then it comes back. I just want to see some consistency out of them.
Jim,
and as far as
what? Go ahead. Well, I got to let you go because I got to get some other people here. And thank you very much for the call. When I hear Watson say, Jim says that Watson said that. I'm not sure. I'm looking for a clip right now where he might have said that. I'm thinking it might be Watson 01 over there, so I could, you know, hear just for reference, because I didn't hear him say that yesterday specifically. But remember, what was it? Amanda Guerra said in the pregame on Sunday against the Jags that he was focused on being a facilitator in this offense. See, what I was so excited about, and this is a good thing offensively, is that I think that they look more of like a Kevin Stefanski offense and tried to protect him and make him comfortable. And then once he could start to feel a little confident again, he was able to let the ball fly a little bit. It was just on the wide receivers to catch the damn thing, and they couldn't catch the damn thing. Well, it was on Amari Cooper to catch that great pass, and he didn't catch that great pass, and that was a very frustrating thing. Because I am trying to build a quarterback's confidence right now. And for a guy like Amari Cooper to drop that pass, it was almost inconceivable and unforgivable for a wide receiver who's been that excellent for this football team for so long, especially when I'm in such a thin mode of confidence for my quarterback. But I thought they did so much better last week to build his confidence. That's why I do expect better, but I don't expect them to just beat the Giants on Sunday.
I think they were very worried about Deshaun Watson after week one. And I do think Stefanski kind of took over, went back to the basics, tried to do the things that he might have done, whether it was Jacoby Brissett, whether it was P.J. Walker, whether it was DTR. And then he saw what Watson could handle. Watson started getting more and more comfortable, more and more accurate, which was a huge change from what we saw in week one. And I think after that, you saw the feel come out again, that feel that Deshaun Watson has in a pocket. You saw none of that in week one, but all of a sudden he started dancing around back there, and you could see the confidence start to come back.
John and Wadsworth, you're next up on The Fan.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Not bad, John. Go right on ahead.
So I think you guys are both kind of right. I mean, Anthony, the Giants are not great, and this is a game you definitely expect to win. But, I mean, Ken, you're also correct in saying that you just don't take anything for granted, the whole any given Sunday thing. I think the only thing that really worries me about this is, I mean, Stefanski showed this last week, and he showed it a lot in the last two seasons. He's got this tendency to take his foot off the gas in the third quarter if the Browns are dominating. And he just leaves the door open for teams to come back in.
John, John, real quick, let you back in.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they were taking the foot off the gas. They were throwing a ton,
even in the fourth quarter. I think what John's saying, I mean, you go back to the Jets game a couple of years ago, there does seem to be we're going to sit on it here for a minute, and all of a sudden teams find their way back in. You go to that 2020 season where the Titans found a way to jump back in, and then the Cowboys game. Remember, I turned the TV off and just stared at my phone until my phone gave me the highlight that the Browns had won the game on the notifications. I was that terrified there, John. So, yeah, historically there's that feeling. I can't take that away from you, bud.
Yeah, I just think too many times we've said, like we did last week, you know, watching the first half, we come out of a game going, oh, well, it should have been a blowout, but it wasn't. And I think that's my concern, is that even though the Giants aren't great, I mean, let's face it, if we contain Malik Nabers, pretty much you've contained the New York Giants, really. But I think that's my only concern, is because I don't like leaving these teams to hang around. And we've seen in the first couple weeks of the season already, these teams that we didn't think were going to win games are winning games. The New Orleans Saints are putting up, like, college Madden numbers. And, you know, the Falcons come out and did what they did against Philadelphia. So, you know, I don't think you can take it for granted that they're just going to come out and boat race the Giants for four quarters. But, I mean, they should. And I would love to see it, and I think you guys have made excellent points about the first few weeks of the season being preseason, and it's totally playing out the way you guys talked about, but I just don't want to take anything for granted. We've got business to take care of.
I agree.
We can't be looking at anybody.
I agree, John, and thank you very much for the call. I have a lot of faith in this defense, and then going up against Daniel Jones, if Daniel Jones looked good against this defense, I know that there's been a lot of people saying they're going to do a lot of things if teams beat each other in college football. I mean, there's a lot of things I might just put on the line there. If Daniel Jones finds a way to look good about this defense, you think I was mad and ugly in years past? I can't imagine how I'd feel on Monday. Daniel Jones is going to look, he should look terrible against this pass rush. He should look terrible against this secondary, whether Miles has a foot injury or not.
Sometimes you just need a fix.
FML, my life.
My life.
FML,
fix my life.
Denny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Well, it's never too early, according to some people. And in my neighborhood, we have a street called Elmwood. And that is the street where people come from far and wide around Halloween to see full-scale taking up the entire yard.
Wow.
Halloween decoration. Total takes you into a horror genre. So Izzy's going to be excited about that. Oh. Some of them are really, really bleak and
two
very scary.
An O and another R.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
horror. Anyway, Kenny. You've asked us off the air, so I said, well, we got to do this on the air. When is it too early? Because you are getting very excited about the Halloween season.
I got the itch because I've been driving down, and I said, when I go through the neighborhood, like there's been more and more houses. And somebody else has like this great 12-foot like ghost thing out in their yard. And I said, this is ridiculous. And she said, October 1st. October 1st. And long story short, I have time that I didn't think I was going to have on Saturday. And my friend's coming over, and I go, you got to let me put up Halloween stuff. It's time. I will not have time on other Saturdays. Well, I just want there to be a fall. Halloween is... I go, Halloween is fall, Liz. That's fall. That's fall time. It's not my fault it's 80 degrees outside. I don't know what to tell you. So I got to put out Halloween decorations because I am dying. I am driving, and they got the purple and orange lights and the bushes and the spooky stuff going. And I love Halloween. Halloween is my favorite holiday by far. My favorite holiday, and I got to put the stuff out, and I'm dying to.
Okay,
and
so
she won't let me,
a couple
and
things
I'm about
here.
To threaten divorce.
A couple things here. They always come back to that.
I can be by myself in my one-room shack, and I can decorate it for Halloween all year long if I want to.
So part of it is the stakes are higher now. When people are spending the money that they are spending, at any store you see the massive Halloween decorations.
Uh-huh.
When people spend that money, you're going to want to get some bang for your buck.
Yes.
You're going to want to put stuff up. So this Saturday is the 21st. Halloween is not until
Earth,
Thursday.
Wind, and Fire Day, baby.
It's not until Thursday, October 31st. So
okay.
You will have had your stuff up.
Month and 10 days.
For 40 days.
Yeah. I think that's fine. I wanted to do it after Labor Day. Spooky season to me starts the day after Labor Day. Boom, we're there. That's me.
So that's 1/9 of the year
that
you have committed to Halloween.
Basically, yes. I think that's an appropriate amount.
And then you can easily transition from the Halloween stuff right to Thanksgiving when it comes to decor.
Yeah, but really we just go right from Halloween to Christmas. Because, I'm done fighting for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving won't fight for itself, so I ain't going to fight all for right. it. I quit.
I have no... Honestly, I do think it's nice to see all the stuff up. I thought it was a little early, like a week ago, to start to see stuff in my neighborhood. That seems a little too early.
Oh, man, I can't wait.
But so what is too early? Because if you're willing to do it on the 21st this year... Next year, aren't you going to want to get a beat on it and start to say, well, it took longer than I thought last year?
I want her to... No, when I put up Jack Skellington, it really only took about a half hour.
That's it?
Yeah, it really only took that long. My buddy helps me. He's very good at that stuff. So, like, I don't have the patience at times, and I just start hurrying through it, and then I miss steps because I'm always pressed for time.
Year, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think you've got a new thing to do. That's time it every year to see if you can beat last year's time.
That's
and
good.
Film it
but
as well.
I got to put it up accurately.
Time
so it's
got
to be accurate. But I can't wait, man. I'm like, man, 40 days is an appropriate amount, isn't it? I mean, you spend, how much was the Jack Skellington? It was a lot of money. It was a lot
I've
of money.
I've seen the prices
yeah,
on
you
these.
You go ahead and Google it. I ain't going to say it out loud.
And I'm telling you, at those big
I'll
box
my money's worth.
Stores, they have moved all the stuff from they used to be tucked away.
Uh-huh.
Now they are front and center, and they are flying off the shelves.
If she doesn't let me do this on Saturday, I'm ready to almost put up Jack Skellington in the back of my truck and drive around with Jack Skellington in the back of my truck. I don't know how I'm going to fit through the wet go car wash, but I'm going to figure it out because I'm dying to put up Halloween decorations, man. This is my time. This is my time to shine. My time to have
fun. And it's
going to
be like highs of 85.
So
it does feel
doesn't matter.
Does feel kind of funny having the Halloween stuff up, and it still seems like we're in the middle of July.
That part sucks. So is this early enough? Is this the appropriate
time?
Real quick?
I used to think it was too early. I'm Now that I'm seeing it pop up around me and more yards have it, I'd say yes, it's a good time to do it.
There are people making fun of Deshaun Watson for yesterday in his press conference. He had a little bit of a faux pas. If everybody else in the room wants to make fun of Deshaun Watson, they can. I cannot. Here is Deshaun Watson speaking about getting ready for the game this Sunday, and you got to listen closely to this. Here's Deshaun.
You know, it's definitely an opportunity for us to improve this week against the Jets and just try to build on that.
Uh-oh.
See, this is how dialed in he is. I'm not making fun of him. This is how dialed in he is that it doesn't matter who they're playing this week. It's
just some team from New
York.
It's
just a team. What? Where do they? Oh, not even New York, where they play their games in New Jersey.
They play the games in New Jersey.
Let's go.
East Rutherford.
Let's go. Doesn't matter. I'm good.
Well, you. Oh, so you're fine with it. You're
fine. I'm fine.
Are you fine with it?
Yeah, I'm fine with
that. Wow, I thought I was going to have to just call the foul on myself. I guess I'm just going to have to run this myself. Or excuse me. I thought I was going to have to call it on myself here. And here it is. You guys are fine with this. Because apparently they've been making fun of him and on other stations.
Oh,
and
go ahead and make fun of him. I mean, that's what we would do. We would bust the stones of any of our buddies for not knowing the team. But like, we work with professionals. Like, everybody here knows exactly who we're going up against this weekend.
I'm sorry, yesterday, in talking to Deontay Foreman, I did not.
Back at the Cross Country Mortgage campus, getting ready for the Browns. And Sunday's game coming up. Who the heck are we playing?
I knew I could hear it.
It's Judas Priest. I kept wanting to say Chargers.
I could hear it. I could hear the wheels spinning.
I'm looking at Deontay, and I start to affix my gaze up to the sky, and I'm going, what are who? I can't remember. I cannot remember. I've done it one other time. It was before an interview with a former president of the Browns, and I remember the co-host at the time. He was like a little taken aback. I forgot. I couldn't remember. I could not remember who we played. I think I wanted to say it was Cincinnati and it was Kansas City. And for whatever reason, I kept thinking we were playing the Chargers. I go, how have you forgotten this? How have you forgotten? So I can't. You guys can say whatever you want to about Deshaun Watson on that. I can't do it. The Deontay Foreman interview was awesome. Oh, we were talking about basements.
Did you ask him about the penalty?
Music. What penalty?
The face mask. Was it?
You know what didn't come up?
Well, you know what I've always wondered?
Didn't do my job as a big J journalist.
I've always wondered the you know how some players wear the shields, right?
Yeah.
They wear the visors. Well, the visors, you can't really grab them, so you kind of let the defense off the hook because they can't get whistled for face
masks. Yeah, you can grab other parts of it, yeah.
But not as easily.
That's fair. But either way, I didn't ask him.
I always covered my face mask in pine tar. Then there's stuff.